Kramer with Mission Network News. The Sudanese government has extended a unilateral ceasefire against rebels through March. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the move probably has more to do with appeasing the international eye. In October last year, the U.S. lifted sanctions on Sudan with the expectation that they'd see improved counterterrorism efforts and a clampdown on internal conflict.
It is encouraging to see this ceasefire continue because if it holds, and we hope it will, it allows the people in those regions to kind of get back to a little bit of a normal kind of life.
While this means life is generally better for Sudanese, Christians are still facing extreme persecution. But as their churches are closed down and their members arrested, these believers are stepping up to encourage each other. And you can do the same. Find out how at missionnews.org. An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship just held its third Ambition Conference. Now, the conference empowers staff and students to reach every corner of every college campus with the gospel. InterVarsity's Beth Hovar shares.
We've said from stage, students, God is using you, and you have spiritual authority, and walk in that. And one of our speakers said, InterVarsity staff, you probably feel like I've told you don't have a job anymore. And everyone kind of laughed, but the truth is that sometimes our students have more of a stronger faith and risk-taking than we do, and to trust in their and what God is leading them to do and allow them to lead and empower them.
You can come alongside InterVarsity through prayer or finding other ways to get involved. Get the details on our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.